Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Lydia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Happy Easter.
And thank you very much. Happy Easter to you. And we both haven't got eggs.
I can't believe it.
No, nor me.
I'm so disappointed.
I was hoping you was going to bring me one in as well.
Well, I was hoping you was going to bring me one.
Well, I knew you wouldn't bring me one, so I got in there first. This chair is getting lower and lower. I'm sitting on it and slowly going to, you know, just going to be a head. Look like an egg on the desk. Right, let's get to music. You're a singer-songwriter from, you're local, aren't you?
Yes, Romford.
Which is not too far away.
Nope, it's not far at all.
For those who don't know you, let's go start from the beginning, because you've featured on The X Factor. It was the Final Seven, Nicole's group.
Yes.
It's back in 2013?
Yeah, it was in 2013. I was in a Final Seven. It was when the brutal six-chair challenge come to a start on the show, and it was just so upset. But it was an amazing platform for me, X Factor. And, I've continued to sort of go on to do... now I'm obviously doing my own music, and big things coming.
Let it go, time go quick. It just seems like it was on the other day.
I know, I can't believe it. I can't believe it's like... Nearly 2 years ago.
And we've bumped into each other quite a bit because, me being a DJ and you being a singer, I've seen you on the stage at Lighting Up.
Yep.
Last year's Brentwood Festival.
Yeah.
I think I spoke to you back at stage there as well. So we've met quite a few times and you're busy. You've done Duncan Funk here.
I have, yes.
So you've been to quite a few events in the Brentwood Centre, so you're quite familiar with Brentwood.
I'm always around Brentwood anyway because it's quite a, it's very local to me, so I know... Know a few peeps.
Yeah, a few peeps. What's let's get to music again, because at the moment you're working on, you've done a lot of covers. I've seen it, a lot of stuff on Facebook. You're throwing the covers out there and building up the name. How's that going? All going good?
Yeah, it's going good. It's good to keep the fan base sort of interested, you know. So I always like to chuck up a cheeky cover because I think it's still keeping people interested when I'm working on original stuff. Because obviously I can't release any of that yet. It's got to be done. All properly, and I can't just be putting things up. But I did put up a small clip the other day of a song that I've got coming out.
Yes.
So got a really good response, and it was really good. Yeah.
I see quite a few tweets of. I also see a picture of you with Wayne Lineker as well.
Yes, I'm working on
Ibiza
Nights. Yeah. It's an EP coming out in Ibiza for the summer season, and it's a wicked EP actually. I've listened. There's four tracks on it. And all the tracks are really, really good. It's got sort of like live saxophone on it. It's a really good vibe.
Pretty cool. This track you got coming out, it's called Under My Skin. Is that correct? I've listened to the clip. It's a fantastic clip. And it's really great vocals at the start as well. It just wants you craving more of the track. When do you think the track's going to be ready to put out?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure. There's a few adjustments we want to be doing to the track. So we've got to do that first. But I'm hoping at some point this year it's going to be out, because I think it's a great track. It's got quite a vintagey feel to it. But it's really like cool. At the same time, I really, really like it. So,
Which is really good feedback. Because we were saying earlier on how much kind of vintagey styles like the.
It's coming back, yeah.
It is coming back.
It's all coming back now. You hear things on the radio and you think, oh my God, that sounds like, you know, back in the day or whatever. But it's all coming back, all that sort of soul sort of sound.
You're comfortable with singing? Do you like, what's your musical genre? What do you like to do? Is it pop? Is it dance?
I sing everything really. I like to think that I sing a few different genres, but I'd say mostly pop. I'd say like with a bit of a, I don't know, like a vintagey soul style in the background going on, do you know what I mean? So I can't really describe it. It's a bit weird.
You're still 20. You're 21, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So it's amazing because you've been around. Seems to be around for ages. So you was when you was on the X Factor, you was what, 18?
Yeah, 19.
19.
Yeah.
So you've been singing from quite an early age, obviously.
Yeah, I started singing when I was like 7, I think.
Wow. What made you want to jump into music? Because it's incredibly hard to get anywhere. You've done really well so far in such a young age. You've got loads and loads of time to go. What started you off singing?
Basically, when I was younger, my brother used to do competitions, like small talent competitions around Essex, around everywhere really. And I used to go along and sort of watch him and think, oh my God, but I was so shy. I was such a shy child. And I wouldn't even have my photo taken without like my mum or something. And then all of a sudden this talent contest popped up and they said, oh, but we want younger, for the younger category. Like, and they asked my mum, have you got any other children? And she said, well, I've got a daughter, but she's very, very shy. There's no way that she would do it. And I said, oh, mum, actually, I really want to do it. And I got up and, oh, it was, my mum said she was so embarrassed because I just sort of stood there because I was so shy.
I've and seen then, some of the pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I just said, you know, mum, I really, really want to do it. And we worked together, me and my mum. I mean, she's not a singer herself, but we worked together, practiced every day. And yeah, I ended up to go on to win the actual whole competition that I was entered into.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it was amazing. And the woman said, oh, my God, have you brought back this girl? She must be a different girl because it's not the same person. But, yeah, it's just practice, I suppose.
And you're good on stage. I've seen you on stage quite a few times. And the first thing I always notice when you're on stage is because I'm strange like that, there's these massive heels you wear.
I knew you was gonna say they are
colossal. I think, how the hell is she gonna get up? You're never gonna get those stairs. You're never gonna get the stairs, you know. And you'll be rocking around. I'll see you in the there was a Las Iguanas,
oh yeah, yeah,
in Lakeside. They got upstairs part, and he was obviously singing a gig there. And I'm thinking, oh, that's got really steep stairs. How would you have made it up there with the 10 inch heels that you got on?
Do you know what? I never wear flat shoes. It's impossible for me. I actually find it more comfortable to wear heels than flat shoes. So you'll never see me in flat shoes.
No. And I can confirm that because when I see you in Duncan Funk and you was doing the basketball.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm surprised you haven't got your high heels on. And then you show, oh, look, I've got these wedge trainers.
Yeah. I never wear, even when I play sort of soccer six, you know, Duncan Funk or the football, I always wear wedge trainers.
Cool.
So I'm never without a heel.
I'm going to play a track from Room 5 and we'll be talking to Lydia Lucy straight after this. New track called Sugar. Welcome back. I'm sitting here with Lydia Lucy from X Factor.
Yo.
Which seems ages. Let's go back quickly to just visit X Factor. I know probably everyone always talks to you about X Factor.
Yeah.
But just quickly, while we're on the X Factor, briefly, because what was it like meeting Nicole? That's been good fun.
Do you know what? She's so small. She's really petite. And you look at her on TV and you think, oh my God, she must be really tall. And she's really stunning in real life.
She's quite tall.
But she's really not. She's very small. She always wears heels as well, I think.
She's single as well now.
Get in there.
Amen. Single out there now.
Better send her a tweet.
Yeah. I'll send her a chocolate egg. No, I'll send her a chocolate race car. Perhaps not.
No, but she was lovely, yeah. Very stunning, really, really stunning in real life.
Do you keep in contact with any acts on the show?
I do still speak to a few of them, but obviously it's very difficult because everyone's so busy doing different things. I haven't really seen anyone. But yeah, I was very... I did speak to Abby quite a lot when...
Abby,
who I was swapped with, actually.
Yeah, that's... What was her surname?
Abby Alton.
Alton, yeah.
But I haven't spoke to her for a while, actually. But when we left the show... When I left the show, shall I say?
The swapping bit, that was it. Yeah, it was a nightmare, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was horrible, but you know.
Who else was in that group? There was a...
In the girls?
Yeah, the girls. It was a big category, wasn't it?
Oh, there was so many girls. Compared to every other category, I think there were 17 girls and 6 chairs, and then every other category there was, like, about 12.
Yeah.
So it was a massive category.
That was really. I remember that it was hard year. The first time they'd done the chairs, it was a complete. They stopped it now, haven't they? Didn't they?
They did do it last year.
Did they do it for last
year?
Because I know they're making a lot of changes this year. But yeah, they had all the chairs and they kept swapping people around. You could kind of see that how hard it was for the judges as
well. Yeah, it is hard. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I didn't get sort of swapped, who knows? You know,
one minute
might
you're
not
there.
Have been as good publicity. Do you know what I mean? It might not have been as good. A platform for me, but. Because some of the people that did actually get through was saying to me, oh, you know, you're so busy, da 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 da. And I was like, yeah. And they was like, well, I'm not really busy.
If you could go back, Lydia, and do it again, if you could zip back in time and go for the X Factor again, would you change anything you'd done?
No, I wouldn't change anything.
Sing the same thing, stay the same style?
Yeah, definitely. Because I just think that it was, you know, it was completely, like, my idea. It was me as an artist. I did the whole, like, Michael Jackson thing. And yeah, I wouldn't change anything. I was happy with the choices I made.
Did you fast track through to the auditions, or did you have to go and do the queuing up and the long haul system?
I had to go along to a closed audition, yeah, because it was quite near the end that I actually went along. They'd actually held all of their auditions, I think. Mm-hmm. So I did still have to audition.
Yeah, they lose a lot of talent scouts now to get people, you know.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So obviously from that, you're sitting in the chair, you're not sitting in the chair, you've got to be fairly mentally strong. Are you stronger now from being on the show?
I think I've always been quite strong anyway, because I've been sort of in the industry from a young age. I mean, I went to Sylvia Young's Theatre School, so I've always been doing sort of different auditions, different adverts, and I've sort of used to getting, you know, either a yes or a no. So I've always been pretty strong that way. So I do think that helped me. I do think that maybe if I wouldn't have been as strong in my head, that I could have actually, it could have really ruined me. It could have really sort of cracked my career. But because I was quite strong and I sort of powered through, I think that, you know, it was fine for me. I know that there was a lot of the girls that did get swapped that was very upset, you know, almost suicidal, really. Yeah. And it was it's very hard, especially for the age as well. You know, now they've lowered it to 16, I think. Mm. And it's so hard,
mentally draining. Yeah,
yeah.
And you've got to expect, you know, you can't expect to go you know, you've got to try and put some expectations in that, you know, that if you don't go through, it's not the end of the world.
Well, I mean, there's no guarantee. So you have to just do your best. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I did. And I was happy with the way that I performed.
One of the things I always notice when I watch the show, and it's coming back on again fairly soon. This, again, they've got the new series. They're just working out who's going to be judges and things. But is when people stand there and go, oh, that's all I want to do. I just want to sing. And I think, oh, well, you can do that just by going down the pub and singing. If you really want to sing, you can get a group and sing. So it's two different things, being one to be singing and one to be famous, and you've got to try and get the balance of the two.
I think it's not the fact of being famous, I think it's the fact of being successful, and the fame sort of comes along with it. So if you want to be a successful artist and you want people to hear your music, you want people to buy your music, that fame sort of comes along with it. Do you know what I mean? I think that's why a lot of younger people do X Factor, because they want to be famous. But for me, it was more for the fact of being successful and actually having people hearing my voice and my sort of style and things like that. So yeah, I don't think it's sort of a... Some people are very fame hungry, but for me, it wasn't the case.
Mm. You're going to sing something for us live in the studio, which I'm looking forward to. we'll do it now, actually. Should we do it now?
Yeah, cool.
What are you going to sing? And I'll hit the button.
I'm going to sing Rather Be Clean Bandit.
Okay, take it away.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I could wait forever, exalted in the scene. As long as I am with you, my heart continues to beat. With every step we take, Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same, get you another name, switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Know with all of your heart, you can't shame me. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. Cheer. We stepped out on a mission to find our inner peace. Make it everlasting, so nothing's incomplete. It's easy being with you, sacred simplicity. As long as we're together, there's no place I'd rather be. We with every step we take. Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same. Get you another name, switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Know with all of your heart, you can't shame me. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be. Ooh. Baby, 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 baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you gave me a chance, then I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Know with all of your heart, you can't shame me. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, thank you.
Rather be. Jess Glynn, Clean Bandit.
Yes.
Great track.
I love Jess Glynn. I think she's got a fantastic voice.
And she had a number one last week. It was the first, actually, it's the first time, first single, because previously she's been featuring this, featuring that.
Yeah, featuring, yeah. But it's Hold My Hand, is it?
Yeah.
Her single? Yeah, it's a great track.
Yeah.
Really great
she's
track.
She's having a really, really, really good year. That particular track is pretty timeless, isn't it? It's one of the ones that always seems to come back, and as a DJ myself, when I put it on, you think, oh, this is going to work. And they're off, they go. Especially if you get the start.
It never gets old. It never gets old.
No. And you like the start, yeah, diddly did, did, did. So
yeah, everyone knows what's coming. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, no. Before you bang it out.
What do you make of Brentwood? Because obviously you're here quite a bit. It is obviously a lot of towy things going on. Towy, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're filming in it all the time in Brentwood. I know quite a few of them. I've DJed on some of the series as well. So I do find it. It's a 14 series, this is, at the moment, would you believe? It's
right.
Been going for ages. Is it something you'd ever do? Would you go on it if they asked you?
No.
Do you watch it?
No.
Not seen any of it?
To be honest with you, I had a bit of an incident in the press with one of the Towie lot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it was to do with the whole Jess Wright, Ricky Raymond situation.
Oh, I missed all that. Where was that then?
Yeah, it was all over the press. You know, when they had the big breakup and everything like that. I was sort of a bit... pulled into it, to be honest. There was nothing to do with it, but apparently, you know, there was it was all over the press that, you know, I was sort of with Ricky and stuff. I mean, I don't even have his number, so it just goes to show
Ricky.
That it's not what you read in the press. So
Ricky, I don't know which one's Ricky. I can't imagine, because when I was done some DJ's work for it, it was on series 3, so it was only Amy Childs really, and the
yeah,
Mark
I love
Wright.
Amy, she's so lovely.
I was part of the original bit, and then after series 4 I stopped doing it. It was hard work setting up for the events and things, so now I don't really get hardly
no
watch
I don't really watch it, but you know, they're always about, and they're the Towie lot.
Yes.
I see a few of them if I go out, you know, to Sugar Heart on a social thing, or, you know, sometimes I sing in there. So it's, but I don't watch it, no.
A lot of them come to some of the gigs I do, actually. So actually, I'm doing open mic tonight, and Gemma normally turns up for those.
Oh, okay.
And
she have a little sing song?
She didn't the last one, but she came to my 50th. Actually, I'm giving the age away online. I had a lot of groups sing, and she got up and sang "Hey Big Spender."
Oh, I could just picture it.
And somehow I got dragged up on stage for that. I was wearing a silly hat at the time because I was, had a few too many, and we both started singing it, which was quite funny. But there are no doubt pictures of that on Facebook if you look or Google it. There you go. So that we've established that we definitely wouldn't be going on X Factor then.
Probably not.
No, not such a good idea. So you're gigging at the moment. I know that you was last night. You was at Genting
Casino. Yes, it was a great night up there. Actually, it was so busy. I didn't think it would be actually because of Easter weekend, but it was really, really busy, and it was a really great atmosphere in there.
It's started to do a lot of music now, hasn't it? Because it's suddenly just appeared on the music scene. I mean, if you know, obviously there's different places in Billericay, and you've also got places in London. You've got your set music venues, and that's starting to be up and coming now.
They have live music every weekend, so I definitely think it's a place that if you like live music, to go and check it out. Or
isn't it attentive crowd? Are they kind of busy on the tables? Actually sit there and watch the
Do you know what? Because there's a restaurant in there as well, so people normally from the restaurant they get up and they'll just start dancing to the music, or because there's a DJ in there as well, so yep. A lot of people that go down there, they probably go with somebody and they don't want to play at the casino, do you know what I mean, so on the tables, so they can come into the bar area and have a little dance, have a little, you know, sing along. So
yeah,
it's good.
What's your most favourite gig? What do you really look forward to doing? What's your ideal gig? Is it a club, pub, on stage, festival?
I love doing the festivals. They're my favourite. It's an amazing vibe, and you know, like you're just loving it with the people, do you know what I mean? Loving the music that you're singing, and everyone's enjoying themselves, having a good time. So I love the festivals, yeah.
So you're going to be working on an EP, I take it?
I am, yes.
Is this something you're going to write yourself?
I say that I would write some of it, but probably co-write with different people, because I like working with different people.
So just adjusting it and to make it into your style?
Yeah, really, mostly, yeah.
Would that be a kind of mix of tracks, or will it kind of be mainly some dancey tracks again?
I don't think it'd be dancey. I think it'd probably be a mixture, maybe, of pop and a little bit of something.
Yeah, that's cool. And you've got some great photos to put on it. I see your photos on Google when I look to put some on the page. And you've got some great photos. You're also doing a lot of photo shoots as well.
Yeah, I do. I do a few bits and bobs, like a few bits of modelling and stuff. You've always got to have fresh photos because you're always changing. So if I change like a slight bit of my image, I've got to have new photos done. So. But it's good, always having pictures done.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
You've done, there is a couple of YouTube videos for your some of your tracks. You can find those, they're online as well.
Yeah, you just have to type Lydia Lucy and sort of loads of them come up. So
let's quickly go onto your media, because you've got your own website, which is LydiaLucyOfficial.com.
Yep.
You're on Facebook.
I am, Lydia Lucy.
And Twitter?
At Lydia Lucy.
Official, isn't it?
It's just at Lydia Lucy, but on my Twitter it says official because there's a few people that have...
And if I remember rightly, if you go onto the website, you've got all the click-through links, so it just goes to Facebook, boom, and it comes up really quick.
Yeah, I think so.
So just head towards the site. Yeah. And then you've also got the SoundCloud clip on there as well.
I have, yes. I think that's Lydia Lucy official, actually.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud, I've got a few tracks on there, but Under My Skin is actually the clip that's on SoundCloud. It's not anywhere else.
I'm going to play a track and we'll talk to you a little bit more. I've just been looking on today's playlist that I bought in, and I found Luke Friend.
Oh, okay.
He's wasn't on last year's X Factor, was he? I think there's.
He was on the one that I was on.
He was on the
Friend,
one.
Yeah.
So he's got a new single out.
Aww.
And it's called, so I haven't heard it yet, so we can both listen to it together. It's called Hole in My Heart. Let's give it a whirl. Welcome back. I'm here with Lydia Lucy. Lydia, what's the goal for the rest of the year now for you?
Well, I've got a lot of festivals and a lot of gigs coming up, but also just working on original stuff, getting in the studio all the time, and just improving the sound that I'm trying to create. So, yeah, just looking forward and looking up.
Cool. If you got the opportunity, if someone phoned up and said, "Do you want to come back on X Factor? Do you want to do The Voice? Do you want to go? Would you go on Britain's Got Talent?" Is it something you'd revisit? One of those?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I don't like to say yes, and I don't like to
say
no
never.
Because I might say, oh no, I'd never do that, and then you might go, oh look, she's a liar, look, there she is. But
A few have, haven't they? Because especially on X Factor, you've seen them go quite far, not quite go through to the judges' house, and then go back on only to make it through to
Definitely. To the so it is an option, but I'm not sure at the moment.
Yeah, I would. I think I would.
We'll see. We'll see what the future brings.
Yeah, and you're laughing. That means you would. I'm sure you would.
I'm not sure.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while you've been on stage? Have you ever fallen off those with those big heels?
Never.
Never?
Never, ever. I've never fallen over in them heels.
Because Iggy Azalea did. She fell off the stage, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I see that clip, actually. I think it was going around on Facebook.
Ollie Murs fell off the stage as well.
Do you know what? A lot of them have fallen over and fallen off. Or
Peter Andre, he'd done a fantastic one. He just carried on walking. The stage stopped and he just carried on walking. And it was a massive fall. But he kind of got up and carried on singing.
Oh, God.
And he walked all the way back round up on stage.
What was he singing? Mysterious Girl?
I can't remember. It was a bit mysterious. It was really funny, but I was like, he was quite good, actually, live. I played a track of his not so too long ago. He's getting better. He's getting better. It's growing on me. One of the questions I'm going to ask you before we wrap it up is, so I ask everyone, is if you could go on a dinner date, not romantically, but a dinner date with any famous person, singer, actor, or just chill out for the afternoon with a couple of beers, who would you pick?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
Can't say Ricky either, because you're getting straight in the news.
No, I wouldn't say that anyway. Never. I'd probably say like Beyonce.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, just chill out with her,
especially if you bought her other off.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
That'd be really good, wouldn't it? Super, super cool. Yeah. Just in the pub and, you know.
Just chilling.
I'll be honest, what are you having? White wine, girl?
Oh, yeah.
You're in Essex now, you've got to have a white wine with a bit of lemonade.
Spritzer.
with a load of vegetables coming out of it.
Yeah, probably I'd say Beyonce. She's quite cool, isn't she?
Yeah, she is pretty cool. Listen, it's been great having you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What you got lined up for the rest of the day?
I'm going to do a gig later on.
Oh, cool.
And then I think maybe a bit of Easter partying is on the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got to, I mean, you never know. Your mum might have, while we've been doing this interview,
I doubt it.
They might have run down the shop.
No.
Are you listening, Mum? Run down the shop and
yeah,
got
and got me just, you know, any
big
Easter egg.
Do you eat July chocolate?
Acceptable. Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah. There was some eggs in the paper yesterday. There was one for £13,000.
Oh, my God. I thought I'd see one in Marks and Spencer's that was, like, quite over, you know, over the top.
I think it was about
£60.
Well, they've in the paper, the cheapest one was, like, £2.50. They was working the way up,
seven grand.
And one was £13,000. It had, like a bunny, obviously, with diamond eyes.
Oh, my God.
So if you get to a crunchy...
Mum, take note.
Imagine eating it and getting to a crunchy... No one told you. You got the crunchy bit and you thought...
You're eating Swarovski crystals.
Yeah. Someone's just coming and going, that's £4,000 of eye, that is. Crunch on a crystal.
Dear. Yeah, I probably would do that.
Yeah, same here. Oh, well. Right. It's been great having you on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
If anyone missed that, hopefully you didn't, but you can listen again online and it'll be on phoenixfm.com from tomorrow. There's a bit of video we've taken. Listen again to the song and the whole interview at phoenixfm.com. I'm going to put another track on. I'm going to go with, we just sneakily played a little bit earlier on, a new track from Blonde with Alex Newell, All Cried Out. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Well,
looking forward to it.
This is especially for you then.